Great day to talk about building and rebuilding. On the live lines with us, Tim Leach is here. He's the chair of Habitat for Humanity of Sonoma County, and Chris Streeter, co-founder of Rebuild Wine Country. Gentlemen, good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
Nice to have you with us. Yeah, good to meet you, Chris. And Tim, last time you were here, we talked about some exciting things that were already in the works with regard to Habitat for Humanity. And it sounds like a partnership with Rebuild Wine Country is part of that.
It sure is, Pat. We are thrilled to be working together with Rebuild Wine Country. Chris and his team are very, very talented, and they're just trying to get out there and do great work to help us all rebuild the country.
Though you're going from the county to the entire country. That is a tall bill indeed, Tim. But Chris, Rebuild, I'm teasing, of course. Rebuild Wine Country, Chris, is a group of professionals who are all involved in the wine industry, yes?
Absolutely. It was an organic process and started, you know, day 2, day 3 of the fires. Just basically volunteer wine professionals throughout Napa Valley, Sonoma County, and just getting together with a common goal of raising funds and helping those who were most affected by the fires rebuild their homes. And Habitat for Humanity was a natural fit.
Okay, so Chris, what will be your part? What will be Rebuild Wine Country's part in all of this?
Absolutely. So Rebuild Wine Country just went off to the races as far as getting visibility and spreading the word about the effort. So thankfully, Habitat has a lot of great, you know, mechanics in place for building homes and rebuilding homes for people and working directly with those on the ground. Rebuild is out there, you know, whether it's with national media, with wine enthusiasts. We have a partnership with them for visibility, promoting events, fundraising efforts, and just really giving the story and sharing the story about what has happened at home and keeping that story fresh in the minds of people across the world as much as possible. So we are really leading that charge. We've got great fundraising events that have been put on across so many different wine shops, restaurants. People just, it's more of a grassroots campaign, if you will, if you correlate it to like the Bernie Sanders movement. So we had a $14 donation from a kid who wanted to give us his allowance to help people rebuild. And it was just one of the sweetest things to see in the world. But if you take that and also throw in all the events that are being planned, we have a huge run to Rebuild Wine Country March 11th. It's a 5K where we're, you know, putting together all the strength of the wine industry and event teams to, you know, raise up to $1 million that will benefit Habitat for Humanity and the local affiliates here in Sonoma County and in wine country to rebuild homes for people who need it.
Well, that's important because, you know, you need money to buy those provisions to build those houses. And Tim, tell us about progress on your end with Habitat for Humanity.
Absolutely, Pat. And it's been a very, very busy time since you and I last spoke. Continuing on the overall theme, for fire victim families, what we are trying to do is position Habitat to be an alternative. There are a number of for-profit developers that are all lined up to work with fire victim families, and that's great. But for that percentage of fire victim families that, for whatever reason, who are underinsured or have other kind of financial difficulties and they can't get it done themselves financially, that's the opportunity that Habitat is trying to kind of jump in and extend some help, right? So that families like that can rebuild and ultimately stay in the county, right? Keep our valued workforce in the county.
That's the goal.
Yep. So since we talked last, we've been finalizing our due diligence on prefab construction companies, which are really going to be our favorite approach, given that there's likely to be very tight construction labor conditions in the rebuild environment. So that's moving along very nicely.
You're getting together with partners who can provide the kind of prefab housing that you're talking about and get it ready to roll. Yes.
Exactly. And now we're moving forward to in an outreach program to contact as many fire victim families as possible directly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm beginning to speak with all of the block captains, for example.
Very good.
Throughout Coffee Park, in order to provide information and solicit interest from those families that have a sense that they are going to be severely challenged financially to rebuild. And I want them to know, you know, to not despair, right? That, you know, that there are alternatives, and Habitat is one of those key alternatives that can come in and help. And so that's happening right now. We've also started discussions with the for-profit developers because we think that there's a very meaningful way to kind of do a ham and egg working partnership with them to as they go forward and are building large quantities of homes for
yes.
those families that can do it, you know, to have a seamless relationship with those developers to really dive in and help out when those developers are finding families, you know, that are challenged and can't get it done financially. So just had another, you know, just had some more meetings this week with more developers along those lines.
This is really gaining traction, and I'm so thrilled to hear about it. And Tim, any idea at this point how many homes that Habitat and Rebuild Wine Country can build? How many, you know, what's the capacity? What's the, you know, possibility for everything under your umbrella in terms of number of houses to be built?
So this is, I guess I would share in the form of a goal, Pat. This
yeah,
is
that'll
a,
work.
Yep, that and so this is really what we're trying to scale the organization to do, is to be able to build at least 600 homes in the next, call it 5 to 7 years. And again, that would be targeted to those families that Habitat can help. And that would be obviously complementary to all the other building activities that are happening.
And Tim, tell us briefly how it works. Let's talk about how families can call you and say, I don't know if I qualify, but I'd sure like to find out, to the actual beginning of building itself.
It's relatively pretty straightforward, Pat. Any families that want to learn more should go to the Habitat for Humanity Sonoma County website. And through that is the best way to contact our people on staff at Habitat, who would be happy to reach out and begin to have conversations.
Very good. Very good. Well, 600 homes, that is a mighty goal. But given the traction that this is already getting, I wouldn't be surprised if that turned out to be true. And Chris, I know that your part of this is very important, too, not just in exposure, but a lot of people in the wine industry have some disposable income, and we're happy to use that.
Yeah, and there's so much desire to help out, you know, an area that so many across the world are familiar with, and just seeing the pain and suffering, and, you know, I think there's an estimate for $9 billion in damages
yes.
from these fires. It just dwarfs, you know, the fires of the past, and of course, you know, seeing what's going on with our friends in Southern California, it's hard to really just fathom, and everyone wants to help. And I think that's been an amazing part of this process, and giving back in whatever fashion we can. And Tim and Habitat have done an incredible job, and we are excited to work with them.
And one of the things I told Tim when last we spoke, Chris, was, can you imagine how many people would turn out for the building of those homes? How many hands would want to grab hold of a hammer and a nail and get started and be a part of this very important recovery part?
It would be huge. It's so exciting. I mean, Tim and I have already talked about it, and building Blitz and rallying, you know, all the volunteers. A friend of mine, Carrie, at SonomaCounty.recovers.org. They have a database of 3,500 volunteers already.
Wow.
And everyone wants to help. And
wow.
It's going to be very exciting to activate the community. At the end of the day, we are strong, and we will rebuild. And we're going to do it as fast as we can. But it's going to be a complementary effort with the public sector, the for-profit entities, and the nonprofit. And hopefully through all those efforts, we can help, you know, everyone who needs it. And it's going to be wonderful.
Who doesn't love a big barn raising? That's for sure. I think you're going to have to turn people away when it comes to that. And I've already talked to Tim about, you know, when the first house begins, I'm going to be right there. You don't want me with a hammer and nail, but I will be there with the microphone and to let people know with the start of this amazing, amazing feat. I think you guys are going to be able to do it. And I, how wonderful to have, you know, regular construction companies working side by side with Habitat for Humanity. I think everybody could learn something there.
Absolutely, Pat. You're exactly right.
And the other thing I love is that, okay, here we are, December the 14th, and we've had many weeks in between the start of the fires and now, and yet it seems that the support and the just verve that all parties involved have is as strong as ever. And that was that's always one of the worries, is that enthusiasm, certainly outside the community, is going to fade after a while. But I don't see that happening, do you?
I know Tim, you're coming on too, but the momentum is palpable, the energy is palpable. Yes, we're going in the holidays, but I mean, all the conversations I've had with just unifying marketing efforts, you know, construction efforts, permitting efforts, build efforts, everyone is thinking about how to work together and to be as efficient as possible. And I know once we turn the new year, it's off to the races, and it's really exciting to see that continue through. And Tim, I know you can speak to that too.
No, absolutely, Pat. This is part of what Chris and I have been talking about here very recently, is that you know, it's very natural during the holiday time to have much more of an introspective period where everybody kind of, you know, puts, you know, gets their head back down again to their families, and
yes,
that's all great. But we want to hit the ground hard as soon as possible in the new year, and really, you know, build momentum back up again. And we've already got a number of ideas of how to really demonstrate forward progress, tangible work, you know, as soon as possible in the new year. And so this is what we're also trying to do.
Very good. Well, as you know, I look forward to any new developments with regard to this effort. So I'm looking forward to talking to both of you again soon.
Great, Pat. Awesome. Thank you, Pat.
All right, gentlemen. Good to have you here. That is Tim Leach. He's the chair of Habitat for Humanity of Sonoma County, heavily involved in the rebuilding project. And now Chris Streeter, the co-founder of Rebuild Wine Country, joining forces to raise some money and to get some awareness going across the country and beyond, and to help us out in our efforts. The goal, 600 homes built by Habitat for Humanity over the course of the next 5 years. Wouldn't that be something?